God really wants to tell you this. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And notice God didn't say, be strong if you feel like it. Try to be strong to the best of your ability. No, he said, be strong and courageous. That's not a suggestion, that's a command. And when God makes a command, he's gonna back it up with his power. He's not just gonna tell you, be strong, and then say, all right, bro, good luck. No, if he said, be strong, then he's gonna give you the strength. If he said, be courageous, he's gonna give you the courage. I don't know about y'all, but I don't always feel strong. I don't always feel courageous, but that's why we don't live by what we feel. We live by what we know. And what I know is that God is with me. And he's not just with me, he's for me. And if he is for me, it doesn't matter who or what is against me. Because if the sea couldn't stop Moses, a giant couldn't stop David, the grave couldn't stop Jesus, then nothing and no one can stop us or God's perfect plan for our life. And God's trying to tell you, don't be afraid. Why? Not because you're strong enough, not because you've got this, but because God's got you. And God said he is with you wherever you go. Think about if you're playing basketball with your friends and LeBron James pulls up and he says, I wanna be on your team. You would have so much confidence that you're gonna win. You would not be afraid. Why? Because you know who's on your team. The GOAT, arguably. MJ or LeBron, I don't know. But and you don't got LeBron James on your team. You got God on your team. We talking about the same God who split the Red Sea, the same God who knocked down the walls of Jericho, the same God who raised Jesus from the grave. I mean, like,
how could I be afraid when I got a God who defeat the grave, when I got the same power in Jesus' name, when I kick a demon like a FIFA game, when they come for me, it just feed the flame.